Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 ads and popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies. Woo!
Hey everybody. My name is Doug, and this is Doug Loves Movies. What version of the theme song was that they just played?
Hard and Firm one.
Oh, it was Hard and Firm. Yeah, that's like the normal version, right? It was the correct one? Oh, it was just quiet. Okay. To me, it sounded like I thought it was something else or something, because it was so quiet. I was like, is that it? You guys are in store for... I've got a lot of more great things like that to say. If you were here for my stand-up show earlier this evening, I've got a whole campaign for Fiji Water all worked out. If they want me to be the spokesperson for Fiji Water, it's going to be awesome. But where did I leave off? I believe I need to say that we're coming to you from, for the second time, the Helium Comedy Club in Portland, Oregon. Yeah. On October 5th to Ocean's 11. Yeah. Where are your name tags at, Bridgetown? Oh, look at that. Oh, my God. The front row, you can't even see past this one guy. Because he's got a whole sandwich board that says, Doug, save a baby, hit me. John, his name. There's a woot monkey on there that's making the noise right now. And John's face in the middle of a Target. So good luck with that. John. Mandy has a whole thing going on there with, who's that guy? Mandy Patinkin? There you go. Oh, look at that over there. There's some sort of artwork that I can't really read, but he's got like kind of a devil face. And what does it say? Fred?
Ben.
Ben?
Yeah.
Ben Fred?
Ben.
Fred Ben? Fred Ben? It's Ben, everybody. And right behind you, turn around, Ben, it's Jeff! Look out! Oh, there's little punching dolls over here? That's crazy. That's like from the new movie Real Steel. The Thomas Wilson is over there. And then Chris has a Jaws theme.
You signed.
I signed it.
Last time
I signed it. Let's reminisce later, buddy. There's a Scott Pilgrim situation over there. What is it? Did you change it to your name?
Yes.
Steven? Steve? Ken? I got to get glasses. This is ridiculous. All the listeners aren't even there going, what the fuck is he? How far away are these people? Well, thank you so much for bringing the name tags, and we will definitely be playing the Leonard Maltin game, of course. It's 10 p.m., or actually much later than that. We had a little bit of a late start because the headliner in the early show just went on forever. Yeah, we had to have a spirited game of Leonard Maltin with some folks in the last show, and I already forgot what happened, but it was very exciting. And let's see what stuff I have written down here that I wanted to say to everybody. Last night, Andrew. Oh, he played the Leonard Maltin game. He was covered in name tags. He's one of those kind of psychopaths. They can't just wear a name tag. He's got to cover himself in them. And then he always gets picked. And he got up on stage and he... what happened to him? Did he lose?
He won.
Oh, he won. And that was the end of it, right? He beat Sean Jordan and then it was over. It was so exciting. Oh no, he took a 1-inch punch from Big J for no reason. He thought it meant he would win if he took a 1-inch punch. I don't know where he got that idea. So anyway, that was awesome. And then today, this morning, I was on AM Northwest with my friend, my old roommate, Dave Anderson, who's the host of that show. Helen, yeah, thank you. Helen, the lady that's normally on there, wasn't on at all. It was just me and Dave for the whole hour. And yeah, it was crazy. I got to hold a cockroach in my hand, and I got to watch a dog ride across the parking lot on a scooter. I tell you guys, there is nothing better than being baked out of your mind and co-hosting a local morning show. I was so happy the entire hour. Yeah, I'll hold some bugs. That sounds fantastic. We did a show earlier tonight that I already referenced, and that was super fun. And Sean Jordan played beat the dude from the audience, right? Yeah, his name was... Listen, I remember. Yeah, Nick. So Nick lost, but we gave him the prizes because we were out of time. And now here we are. I'm so glad we're all caught up. It's time for Watch This, Not That, helping people who only have time for one movie decide which movie to see of the top two movies. Number one movie in the country right now is called Dolphin Tale. It's a charming true story for the whole family. That's a great reminder of what a terrible actress Ashley Judd is. And the number two movie is Moneyball, a charming true story that has no Ashley Judd in it whatsoever. So watch Moneyball, not Dolphin Tale. This has been Watch This, Not That. I mistimed the applause on that one. I thought I could get the top off of this bottle. I'm not going to say the company name because they're not paying for the mention. But this shit is Fiji-rific. On Thursday, September 29th, my residency at the Cine Family in Los Angeles continued with another movie interruption. This time, I was joined by Paul F. Tompkins, Greg Proops, and Chris Hardwick, and together we interrupted M. Night Shyamalan's Scams. the happening. Yeah, in which nothing coherent happens. So we had a marvelous time. And the next movie interruptions are October 13th. It's going to be the original Fright Night. And October 24th, Wes Craven's Deadly Friend, classic. So if you're in the LA area, come out to Cine Family on those nights. My guests this evening contributed some of the following prizes. Of course, we have, you know, Woot Monkeys. You can't do one of these without Woot Monkeys. Well, I might someday, but for now... Oh! They're clapping it up in the back over there. I don't know. Lately, I have not been very good. Lately, it's been just crashing into the front row, so look out, everybody. See, second row. That's right, the ladies call me second row Charlie. And I'm like, seriously, how far do you need me to get it? How much does it really matter? So there's another Woot Monkey up for grabs for the winner. We've got some of my CDs. We've got my first one, Professional Humoradian, and my new one, Potty Mouth. We've got a copy of a program I did for G4 called The High Road that isn't really available anywhere. So you could just watch it and then, you know, pass it along, give it to a friend, and move it around so that people actually get to see it. And then, oh, this shit's fucking crazy. You guys aren't going to believe, well, you're going to believe this, but I was impressed. In my hotel room today, I got from @Joshua_Roberts and @A_SmartCookie, I got 2 boxes of Voodoo Donuts. Yeah, and I was like, I'm leaving town in like 20 hours, so I'll have 2 of these and pay forward the other 2. So they are part of the prize package. 2 amazing looking donuts. I kept the ones that had bacon on them. And then we also have, I accidentally bought 2 copies of the Brad Pitt issue of Entertainment Weekly. So I thought, why waste that? Somebody might enjoy reading about Brad and other stuff in Entertainment Weekly. And then we have a t-shirt that says something about, we'll ask him when he gets out here what that means. And then finally we have a copy of a very funny comedy CD called Shakespeare. Please welcome to the stage my guests, Sean Jordan, Big Irish Jay Hollingsworth, and Anthony Jeselnik.
Yes. Let's do this. Fuck yeah.
I'll make some room for you there, Anthony, for your stuff or whatever you might have.
Thanks.
Do you just have this water?
Yeah, that's it.
All right. Keeping it clean. I like it.
Totally.
Yeah. Staying straight for this one.
Yeah. I've been getting shithoused for hours.
Oh, okay. So you're slowing it down just a little bit. Just to get through this.
If I can get the lid off this goddamn water.
I've been having the same problem too. They're not great for while you're performing, but...
There's no lid on this wide-open beer that I'm going to slam real quick.
That's Sean Jordan for the listeners, a Leonard Maltin.
Yeah.
a Leonard Maltin Tournament of Championships participant down in Los Angeles. And are you fired up tonight? What do you think of the competition tonight, Sean?
I don't think shit about the competition tonight. Ripping faces off. That's what I'm doing.
All right, that's pretty aggressive for Portland.
Yeah.
That's like the skater side of you coming out.
That's right. Fuck the police.
I bet that sounded more confident when you wrote it than when you delivered it. Here we go. Here we fucking go. Here we go.
Let's hear it for Big Irish Jay Hollingsworth,
yeah!
Everybody.
Don't give me your fucking condescending clap.
Now, let me ask you this, Anthony. You've gotten a one-inch punch from Big Irish Jay Hollingsworth, correct?
No, that's incorrect.
Oh, you didn't get one?
No.
Kane got one.
Slapped me.
Yeah, I hit him in the face instead.
Oh, okay. All
as
right.
As a
I remember now. That was fun.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
That was on one of the Bumber Shoot shows. All right.
Good stories.
Seriously, let's move it along.
Oh, fuck.
That's how we're going to start this off with story time.
People say that when you're stoned, you get rambly. I get more like...
introspective.
Sort of like
that's
a stutter
not rambly.
Ramble.
Rambly would be a bunch of words streaming out.
Wait, are you talking to me right now? What are you?
Oh, do I have that eye contact problem still? Anthony, I'm looking right at you right now. I'm looking right at you. Is there a problem? Does it look? Is it all right? Staring into your soul, Anthony. Anthony Jeselnik.
Well, I'm uncomfortable.
Were there any movie stars at the Donald Trump roast? Who counts as a movie star? Lovitz?
No one on the dais was really a movie star, but the closest we had
Shatner,
to a movie star was
Shatner.
the guy from Breaking Bad, like the younger guy. Yeah, the guy who won an Emmy.
Oh, Aaron Paul was just sitting in the audience?
Yeah, he was there.
I think he loves comedy. I met him once. He was very nice to me.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
Yeah.
I can't believe it.
Cocaine and hand jobs. No, those are a couple of things we talked about. There was an upcoming story arc on Breaking Bad where he did a lot of cocaine and hand jobs.
That's the one he won the Emmy for, right?
Yeah. He's great, though. That guy's great on that show. I haven't seen the finale, so no spoilers, you guys.
How you doing, Sean?
I'm just listening to these bitching stories. I'm doing great.
I must have a question written down for Big Irish Jay.
Yeah, it was, how's Anthony doing?
Let's see. I know, that was just, I wasn't going to allow for dead air while I'm trying to find a question about you.
Hey, the people want to know.
Yeah, I just sense what they want to hear about. And, I don't think I wrote anything down for you, dude. Let me just ask you something just off the top of my head. Sometimes you wear hats, right?
On occasion. So, Anthony, how are you doing?
Shut up. Son of a They're congrats. Kangol hats.
What?
They're Kangol hats, like Sam Jackson, to further the question.
Is it that one you had on earlier today? That's an official Kangol hat?
There's motherfucking Kangol on my motherfucking head.
Okay, all right. I didn't see the Kangol. If I'd have seen that it was a Kangol, I would have definitely referenced Sam Jackson in some way to you. Because that's how I do it. It's just knee jerk. It's just like I can't say the month of this month without calling it Cocktober. Just in any setting, I'll say it.
You okay, Anthony?
All right. I'm satisfied that I don't have a question for you. I really thought there'd be something in there, like it's some sort of puzzle, and I have to figure it out, but no, there's nothing for you. Sean Jordan will be joining me, and then you can play the Leonard Maltin game against him at the Houston Improv on Sunday, October 9th at 4:20, and at Zany's in Nashville, or I call it Hashville, on Monday, October 10th. Big J, did you enjoy... It was on the other side of the piece of paper. Did you enjoy... You have like a, you know, you have like a martial arts background and you do the one inch punch. Did you enjoy the film, The Warrior?
Haven't seen it.
Okay, oh. Thanks for coming by. And we have another comic standing by.
The Warrior was awesome. Warrior was great.
Anthony loved it.
Did you guys see The Warrior?
Yeah, you got anybody?
Warrior?
It didn't do as well as it should. He saw it.
It was awesome.
Front row guy.
It's really great.
Yeah, I was especially impressed by the acting. And like I've said already on this podcast, too much wife upset that it's going to kill him.
That doesn't make any sense, but what I was going to say.
No, don't you think it? Don't you think in every fighter movie there's too much of the wife wants him to stop fighting and he needs to keep fighting and she wants him to stop fighting?
Yeah, but in this one, the wife was kind of right. But listen, this is, you guys remember Brian's song from like back in the day? It was like the movie that every guy was like allowed to cry at. This is like 2011 Brian's song. I'm telling you, see it by yourselves. Yeah. Because you're going to cry, but it's amazing. Check it out.
Go have a good lonely cry.
Yeah. It's the only... What other way is there to cry?
I'm not going to lie. I cried a little bit at Dolphin Tale.
Really? At what point?
I really did.
When they asked you to leave looking at the kids?
No, let me look at that.
Sir, you shouldn't be here in a bathing suit.
Hey, man, you have a dolphin. It's 3D. I don't know what's going to happen. I got to be ready for this shit. I saw a 2D, actually, and I ponied up the less money to not wear a thing on my face and not have an occasional dolphin come close to my nose. And like I said, it's all right.
Wow. I'll run right out.
But it did make me cry.
Did it really? You actually cried at it today?
I think so, a little bit, yeah, because... Because there's stuff about, a guy going off to fight in the war and something happens to him, so that's like, you know, that's a heart tugger, and then...
Was it tough?
And then there's a dolphin. That's the funniest part. The dolphin thing is sadder than the thing that happens to the guy fighting for our country. And because it's not called the guy fighting for our country tale. It's called Dolphin Tale. We're there to see the dolphin get saved or whatever.
Was it upsetting? Was it upsetting to watch because you never get tail?
No.
But that
was good. That got like there's a chunk that enjoyed it of the audience, which is always weird when people gather into a laughter group. It's interesting.
I feel like after that explanation of what the movie's about, I have no idea what the movie's about.
Yeah.
It's a true life story, but at the very end, they show footage of all the events you see in the movie. They quickly show you the real people doing the real things that really happen in the movie, and that made me tear up a little bit because I was just like, it just felt cool to know that it really happened, and okay. It wasn't just Hollywood manipulation, but then that manipulation makes me cry.
I heard
it's like it's like the people putting the rocks on the tombstone at the end of Schindler's List.
I heard.
That's what Dolphin Tale was like.
Yeah, it's about time somebody compared Dolphin Tale and Schindler's List. Don't make me drag Saving Private Ryan into it, because I will.
Well, they're all three so similar, it sounds like. So, yeah, I get it.
Oh, old man at the cemetery. Oh, I get it. He's still alive and the other guy isn't.
Wait,
I wouldn't have gotten that if you didn't have that long extra scene.
Wouldn't it just be like a dolphin's tail? Like, crawling around?
I don't know what you mean.
Like, if you combine the two. And they'd be like, Grandpa Dolphin Tail, what's wrong? And then we do a flashback to when he still had the tail. And he was on the beaches.
When I bought my ticket, I asked for money, Dolphin. And she went, what? And I went, ball tail.
Jesus Christ.
I got nothing. I got no idea.
No idea.
I'm just still
no reason. There's no reason to have anything, you guys.
No, I love rejected Twitters.
Yeah, I save the ones. I save them for the podcast.
Smart.
I just like saying, dumb things to the person when buying the ticket. Because it's fun, the non-reaction you get.
What I do, I go
everywhere
Fandango,
go.
And then I walk up to the ticket guy, and I go fuck yourself. I tear it in half in front of the guy the wrong way. I drop it on the floor, and he goes, like, theater six? I'll go in whatever fucking theater I want. And then I leave. I don't even see the movie.
That reminds me, what have you guys seen lately?
Drive.
Have you been to the cinema? You saw Drive?
Saw Drive.
And you loved it, right?
At first I was indecisive about it. The first hour seemed like it could have been about a half hour. But then once it picked up, it fucking started rolling. So I ended up liking it.
Hey,
Anthony's about to shit on
me. Let
me
ask you this. Was like, did you coincidentally finish your Twizzlers half an hour in?
Oh, they love math humor here in the Pacific Northwest.
I will say I didn't cry at the end of Drive.
I cried during a lot of parts of Drive because it was so goddamn gnarly. The whole movie was so good, but it like now I can string together a theme of things I can do to people, like in a fight, and I can reference Drive in there, like I'm going to roadhouse your throat and then drive your face in the elevator, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Obviously, you guys haven't all seen Drive. Thanks for nothing.
Yeah, I saw it, and I didn't give you anything either. It's these splashes or moments of violence are quite brilliantly done. Like, those are exciting. Yeah. And, Gosling is, interesting, and that girl is cute. But I don't know. I think people are very divided on it, and I stand I'm a naysayer.
I thought it was great.
I did, too.
I thought the Twizzlers were good. Fucker.
There it is. Yeah, clap for Drive. Overpower everybody. Do it. Yeah.
That right. Should be your rating system for movies. What'd you think of Tree of Life? Not enough Twizzlers.
One box.
Who hasn't answered the question about what you've seen lately yet? You said Drive. You all saw Drive, right?
Yeah,
it's interesting that we all saw Drive,
no,
but it's not that big of a hit. Oh, you got to see the Kevin Smith movie?
Yeah, I got to see it. I paid fucking $5 on iTunes like everybody else.
Oh, okay. So you watched it on your laptop?
Fuck yeah, I did, like an American. Doesn't even make sense, don't worry. Yeah.
And how did that work out for you? Did you enjoy it?
I kind of liked it. I liked it overall. I did. It was one of those crazy, you never know what's going to happen next kind of movies.
Yeah.
It was pretty cool.
I like that.
But I don't like Kevin Smith.
He's right. Not in it, though.
Keep it to yourself. He's always got projects going, you never know.
I know.
Get me that asshole from the roast. He said what about me? That kind of shit happens in this town. And by this town, I mean Portland. Who knows? This might be another lost episode. Which I mentioned during the episode that got lost. I said, this one might get lost. Yeah, I had a feeling.
Wow.
This one, I'm not sure.
Not sure if it's going to make it?
I think it will.
Yeah, I think we got it.
Let's
hope. We'll pick up the tempo a little bit.
I feel pretty confident about it.
Anthony had that prem about it, so we're good.
I'm pulling my weight.
Yeah, people are going to see your name on there, and they're going to click on it all excited, and you deliver the goods.
Yeah, this is a done deal. I could leave right now, and people wouldn't...
just don't say you're leaving. Just put the mic down quietly and go, and then people will just be waiting for your next hilarious thing. And at the end, I'll be like, Anthony, what happened? You were so polite tonight.
Wait, how would you say my name?
Anthony.
Anthony Jeselnik.
Did I say it wrong somehow?
Like a teacher who felt betrayed.
Okay.
If you knew my teachers, that would be hilarious.
So I saw Midnight in Paris the other day. Big romantic comedy fan myself. And I loved it. I watched it on a plane next to like the rudest steward I've ever been with in my entire life. Like he didn't like quite have the best grasp on the English language, so he's being a total prick to this girl who had her bag. It wouldn't fit. And he's like, baby, your bag will not fit. It's not right. And she said something. She's like, can you move it? He's like, just use your head and then you can do it. And he's smiling the whole time like he's not being an asshole to her. But he totally was. So there's me bringing it up a little bit right there.
Use your head?
Yeah, he just looked at her. He's like, you just have to use your head a little bit. And he's smiling the whole time. And she's like, what a dick. And I'm thinking the same thing because he was being a dick. And then she moved it. And then like she sat back down. And then he goes, see, it's not that hard. You just need to use your brain a little bit. Like, it was really gnarly. And not being like a racist or anything. I'm not trying to be a dick, but it was just funny. And I'm the only one that thinks so, apparently. So.
I don't think it was racist until you said, I don't want it to be racist.
Yeah. But I really wanted it to be racist, so I wanted everyone to know that. I just didn't want to admit it, so, yeah.
You might have been that might have been the 1,000th person to be standing there in the aisle like that, putting the thing in the wrong way. And that steward finally just snapped and said something. And then that puts them in the dick column. Even though that asshole is probably shoving their suitcase in the wrong way.
Groundbreaking!
Here we go. More airline talk. More travel talk. This United Continental merge is really, really biting me in the ass. All right, did we cover everybody? Midnight in Paris is good. Drive is good. Dolphin Tales is good. None of you dudes have seen Moneyball?
Yeah, I saw Moneyball.
Oh, how'd you like that?
It was good. No, I thought it was really. I thought I liked. I'm an easy critic, but I really liked it. I thought Brad Pitt
solid.
Kills it. Huh?
It was solid.
Yeah.
Made me excited about baseball. I don't really care about baseball.
I don't think it was Brad Pitt's best role, though. Like everyone's saying it's Brad Pitt's best role. I don't think.
Oh, yeah. It's no The Mexican.
Fight Club's what I'm going with. Fight Club. I think that's Brad
Pitt.
He was
pretty good
best.
In that. I like him a lot, so.
There you go. Seven was good.
I think he's always good, even if the movie around him is not as good.
I feel like we're having a harsh one-on-one here. I feel like what's going on.
You know how some... Anyway. I can't get into a whole thing about acting, but I can get into a thing about mashing titles together in a game called Build a Title.
Shit.
Let's play. I gotta get little theme songs for those things. Someday. I'll dream about it. This movie we're gonna play Build a Title with is actually set in part or completely. You guys could tell
All
me.
All right, go.
in Oregon. I picked out an Oregon movie, and it's not The Goonies, but thank you for thank you for guessing that. What was the other one they kept? A Kindergarten Cop. Yeah, at the show earlier tonight. At the show earlier tonight, it was set in Oregon. It turned out to be Are We There Yet? And but people kept yelling Goonies and Kindergarten Cop, and it was hilarious. Because I don't think either of those titles are ever just yelled out that much in a room full of people. Drugstore Cowboy. Yeah. All right. How much of it was here? Wasn't it kind of a traveling movie, or was it quite a bit of it was here?
All of it.
All right. Settle. Little in Idaho. See what I'm saying? I don't know what I'm saying.
No, I don't. I have no idea.
All right, let's start with...
That means something's really funny about one of our names.
No, let's start with Sean.
Okay, so Drugstore...
Drugstore Cowboy, add something to the beginning or the end. I know that it's possible on both ends. Did that come out right?
Drugstore, Cowboys, and Aliens.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I did my part.
You done did it. Now we go to Big J.
Drugstore Cowboys and Aliens versus Predators.
Oh, snap.
Boom.
Snap, son. Nephew.
Boom, son.
Singular. Yeah, drug Predator.
Drugstore Cowboy and Aliens versus Predators 2. Oh.
Yeah.
Boo.
I think that works just fine. I'm happy with that.
That settles down, sir.
Wouldn't work anyway.
Do you play the game, Doug, or is it back to me?
No, I'm just thinking about making a decision on this move that Anthony just pulled.
Are you shitting me?
So it went from it's Alien versus Predator, is what you said, right, Jay? Hmm?
Yes.
No, Cowboys versus Aliens versus Predators.
Two.
Yeah,
two.
What was that called? Was it called Aliens versus Predator? Or Predators?
Yeah, Predator.
There's only one Predator. What do you mean? What do you mean there's only one Predator?
There's only one Predator, goddammit.
The one with Adrian Brody only has one Predator? There's a bunch of them.
Yeah, there's a grip of them. Their whole ship's in L.A. and Danny Glover.
But that's called Predators.
Yeah.
What the fuck is going on?
So what we're trying to go for, there's not a movie called Predator 2. You're saying the movie's called Predators? The sequel to Predator is called Predator?
Predator 2.
I just...
Predator 2 is with Danny Glover. Predator is...
Oh, stop it. Quit yelling at me. Jesus. No, I'm just...
If you want to try to back out, back out. Don't fucking make a big deal about it.
Jay said... What'd you say?
I fucking won it. Where's my money?
Drugstore Cowboy versus Aliens versus Predator. Two.
Cowboys and Aliens versus Predator. And then you said two. But I think it's Predator 2. There's no S in there. So you're disqualified.
Okay, no.
Oh. That weak shit out of here.
Am I not allowed to try another one if that one's rejected?
If you do it really quickly.
Aliens versus Predators and Prey. That's a movie.
Predators and Prey?
Predators and Prey.
Predators and Prey?
There's definitely a movie called Predators and Prey.
A foreign film.
I don't give a fuck. It could be made in California for all I know. But there's a movie.
Predators and Prey.
Predators and
Prey. Because I can look it up.
Look it up, man.
It's like Scrabble. Look it up.
Look
all
it
right,
up.
Here we go.
It's worth everybody's time. I don't even care if you get Wi-Fi in here. Just go for it.
I do. Oh, Helium Wi-Fi is locked up.
So I heard the password around. Is Jesselnik.
No, it isn't.
The password is
Predators.
The password to my heart.
Oh, wait. Hey, while you're doing that, Irish J here does an impression of me he wants to do. You want to hear that?
Should I roll it out?
Yeah.
All right, let me stand up for it. All right. This is my Jesselneck impression talking to me. Jay.
Thank you so much.
My favorite joke of yours is the one you haven't written. That's a fucking genius joke. And you have AIDS. Thank you.
Pretty good?
That was really good. Here's my impression of you.
Standing up, listeners.
Well, is this
up.
Really happening?
Oh, yeah.
I don't believe this.
If you fucking mention Twizzlers.
Irrelevant. If you for the podcast listeners, if you could see my face, it would really bring it home.
There's a TV series in 1994 called Hunters: The World of Predators and Prey. And then I don't get this one at all. Maybe it'll get a laugh. There was something on TV called Predators and Prey, an interview with Don Coscarelli.
I think that deserves
I was saving
it.
That one for you.
So that doesn't count. So you're out again.
All right.
You keep getting double eliminated.
I accept it.
All right. Love and Other Drugstore Cowboys and Aliens versus Predators 2. What?
But no, versus Predator. We're done on Predator, right? It's like, yeah, that's...
Predators 2, I thought.
Oh, did we... Well, no,
or
we didn't
no,
agree
we discarded that.
That,
so just Predator?
Yeah, so I'm going to... Now okay. I got one. So, a lot like Love and Other Drugstore Cowboys and Aliens versus Predator. Snap! Everybody go do a bump. Let's wake up. Yeah, goddamn.
How about... Is it Almina?
Yes, sir.
The Sandlot, blah, blah, blah,
oh,
whatever.
What?
Boom!
What?
Up top, one time! Boom!
What?
Come on, Doug. It's no Predators 2 and Prey, but...
See, we're getting pretty loose. Yeah. Pretty loose.
That was awesome.
No. I will not allow it.
What? What? You can't allow
it's
that?
It's not pronounced Sandlot.
It depends on what part of the country you're from. It might be.
But, yeah, and Sean doesn't want to sound racist, but
there's a lot of sand in some places.
But to make matters worse, you could have gone Camelot. That's a movie.
I think they liked the sand a lot.
They loved it because it's really funny.
That is the point. That, yeah.
When I get mad, I turn it into Aubrey Plaza on Parks and Rec. That was funny. Shut up. All right. So where are we then? Let's take Sandlot just because it's such a crowd favorite.
What are you going to do, Anthony? Oh, that's right. You're not in anymore.
I thought Predators 2 was a fucking crowd favorite, and look where I am.
You got anything there? Is it on me?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, hop in. Yeah, that's on you. Yeah.
Predator.
I didn't think anything.
Okay, I got it. Sandlot like Love and Other Drugstore Cowboys and Alien versus Predator. Tora Tora.
Oh, yes.
Tora Tora Tora. Motherfuckers.
The Sandalot-like love and other drugstore cowboy Zen aliens versus Predatora Torambo.
All right, I'm up.
What was that?
Rambo.
Torambo. Torambo.
Don't right. frown.
I got it.
All right.
I'm ready.
All right, Torambo. Go.
fucking, what's the whole thing?
Sandalot. What are you adding to the beginning or the end?
End.
Okay.
Rambo finger. Oh.
Wow.
Hey, now that this isn't great, but could I order another beer?
Hold on, I got one. So it's me, though, right?
Hang on.
I think it's Doug.
Oh, is it Doug still in?
Yeah.
I get to go, right?
Oh, yeah, okay. I thought you were out. Never mind. You get,
it's just your
never
game.
I wasn't kidding about the beer.
Finger.
I'll take a Heineken, please.
Two, please.
It keeps getting funnier every time someone says a new number. No, I'll have one, two, three, four.
Oh, get me a big glass, everybody. Shut the fuck up.
You don't have to buy me a beer. Every time I drink a Heineken, they give me $5. Serious.
I know there's a movie that starts with finger. I just know it, but I can't think of what it is, so I'm going to go down to the sand end, and that's going to be hard, too. Is there a movie called Thousand? Streisand? No. I think it's a dead end, dude. Somebody in the audience disagrees.
I got one.
You do?
Yeah.
All right, so I'm out.
So the Sandalot-like love and other drugstore cowboys and aliens versus Predatora Torambo thing girl interrupted.
Thank you. God, I'm starting to wish I was good at this game instead of funny.
Good. All these years I've been writing jokes. I could have just done that. That would be...
Wow.
I didn't
all
know.
Right.
That's the one right there.
Big J.
Fuck.
You got what's up, son?
You got anything that ends in sand or begins in... rupted?
Ain't got shit.
Interrupted.
Fuck, I don't got anything. You see anything?
No.
What was yours?
Everybody be
what
quiet.
What was yours?
Everybody quiet down.
Wait, I don't know if this is legal.
What?
It probably isn't, but let's hear
oh,
it.
Oh, the Sandalot was?
No, no. Racist. What is it?
We established that already.
It ends with Girls Interrupted.
Yeah.
What about the movie Ed? And no. Girls Interrupt Teddy.
Eddie
was a movie with Whoopi Goldberg. It's a basketball movie.
Interrupt Teddy?
Girl, Interrupt Teddy! Oh. God damn it, it's a movie!
You workshopped that with the whole crowd. I don't know.
I was stuttering. Teddy! Eddie.
Interrupt Teddy.
Larry Johnson was in it. Whoopi Goldberg.
Interrupt Teddy.
Shit.
That was her last great movie.
Teddy. All right, so we're back to Sean then.
Now what? Son? Is it distracting if I talk to you while you're doing this? You got it? You got anything? Is this helping?
What about, how about Teddy got tingered?
I know there's something. The Sandalot like love and other drugstore cowboys and aliens... versus Predatora Torambo. Did I already fuck it up?
No.
Rambo Fing Girl Interrupted E Evening at the Roxbury. I know that's not it, but I tried. I got nothing.
Oh, you started saying the whole thing, thinking something might come to you
yeah,
by the time you got to the end of it?
It's a good strategy. I thought it would work and it didn't. So
I honestly feel like Eddie and the Roxbury or whatever the fuck. I feel like that makes sense.
Eddie and the Cruisers.
Snap. God Eddie damn it.
That's a, oh my
cruisers.
God. A voice of just the gentlest and sweetest voice came out of the darkness and saved the day. Probably the first time yelling Eddie and the Cruisers has ever been useful. Maybe it's an answer in Trivial Pursuit.
I'm going to be a gentleman and give that one to Jay because I did not get that on my own. So I think, yeah, I think that's right.
All right. Is there anything, anybody think of anything, audience included, that starts with the word cruisers? That's a tough one, right? Because you can't even use the last syllable, really. What starts in zers? Cruisers. Yeah, I don't think there is. I think that's a stopper. So let's call this one complete. I'll read the whole thing. Sandalot, like love and other drugstore cowboys and aliens versus Predatora, Tora, Torambo, Finger interrupt Teddy and the Cruisers.
Very nice.
Nice.
That was a good. Proud of that build a title right there.
Very nice.
I'm going to label this episode Mumble Mouth Mess. Holy shit.
I'm doing all right.
How late can everybody stay? We started a few minutes late, right? Okay. Just want to make sure we don't overdo it. I'm so glad to be back here at this particular club. The crowds here are so great.
Woo! Goddamn right.
So this beer got delivered to me. I didn't ask for a beer. So do you want it, Jay?
Sure.
There you go.
Thank you.
Enjoy
sir.
That. I'm having this. This used to be a vodka tonic, but the... the ice is now melted, and it's probably just going to be just taste like water. I can't wait.
You should be in sales.
It's funny you should mention that because Fiji Water is a proud sponsor of Douglas Movies. What do you say? We do some Leonard Maltin games.
I say.
Let's do it! Oh, shit.
We need these funny, funny gentlemen on the stage to... Oh, my goodness. That is crazy. He's got
give me the word. I got one picked.
Monkey on his thing. Yeah, just go out there and grab the one you want, Sean.
Jeff.
Yes.
Right over there,
same
homeboy.
Same for you. There's one that's blinking over there.
The fucking
there's some big ones.
Wait! Everybody,
Anthony
quiet.
Anthony just grabbed one.
Everybody, quit talking.
Fucking say anything.
Everybody in the crowd, calm down.
What? Somebody's got a boombox and they're playing the Peter Gabriel song.
That one.
In your eyes.
Go get it, or bring it up here.
Yeah, you're gonna.
As he's still
I think
play
you're
it.
Gonna get a whole laptop out of this deal. That's pretty sweet.
I can replace that with the one that got stolen from me last night.
Sean got his laptop stolen, you guys. So go to Sean Jordan on Twitter and say that's too bad, buddy.
And then send me $5 each person, and I'll get a new
can
one.
You send money over Twitter?
You can give it a shot, and we'll figure out a way.
I recognize what you picked. What you picked out there.
I didn't want to take his iPad. I just took the name from the bottom of the iPad.
Oh, okay.
With me drinking up here. We had a little accident with water earlier.
Us drinking
all
up
right.
here. Okay.
So what's his name then?
Garrett.
Garrett. All right, Garrett.
Boom.
Nice. Nice tribute to say anything. And then he goes, what are you talking about? I just thought playing that song in a boombox would be a great way to get attention. from a movie. It's from a movie.
You got a trench coat on?
I just like wearing a trench coat.
That a boy.
Oh, do you have the whole outfit on?
No.
Fuck this. All right, so, fuck it.
I think what you like to do is lie to people, I think, is what we established out of that.
God, that guy.
No, I like that. Like those commercials with Patrick Stewart where he says, get in your car and go. Or is that Ian what's his name? McKellen.
It matters. It matters.
There's no way to find out.
Who are you playing for, Anthony?
I saw this this girl in the front row, Erin Howden. Is that how you pronounce it? I was like, oh, a recent graduate. She gave me her like diploma. I was like, oh, Portland State University. I think a girl's just graduated. And then it says June 2009. How long have you been dragging this around trying to get shit? It's a film degree. Okay. So I guess this is the only time this would pay off. Oh, shit. See, I'll play for her.
That's why she has the pocket copy.
Yeah.
Because you never know if she saw anything remotely related to show business.
Yeah, it's not even
she'd
really
just whip
centered.
It out. I know how to do this. That's what she'd say to them.
How to do art?
If she saw somebody making something. Like a podcast. She's just showing off. Pick somebody else. So who do you have?
I got Jeff.
Sean. Sean picked Jeff.
Jeff. I
wow,
like that.
That's a big one.
And like the flamboyancy of the size. Is that a word, flamboyancy?
What are each of those buttons? What's on them?
They're $100 poker chips, it looks like, but then they're studded with gems.
Yeah, that, you could really
the
land
the
a plane with
that we
that
do
sign.
Not speak of.
Maybe it's poke him.
Yeah, right. Anyway, I just liked how it caught my eye.
All right. Well, hold that in a way that I can always see that it says Jeff, because...
Oh, Jay, hold
gonna,
this in a way
your
that
your arm's
going to
get so tired. Yeah, just put it, maybe put it on the ground in a way that I could see part of it anyway. I'll remember if I just see F or J.
I was wanting a partition between me and Jay anyway.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, keep everything going on there a secret.
I'm just, yeah, my IMDb over
this
here.
This is like a real game
a
show now.
No, I'm not looking at IMDb. What's that movie again? Let's go.
I'll take Bachelor number one.
Everyone listening at home, that's what just imagine what that would look like. And that's that, and then you'd get it.
That ain't gonna stay there.
Trying to help him through it. Oh, there you go. That's a good place for it. We'll just look down at the ground whenever it's your turn, or I want to mention Jeff. Anthony and I were reminiscing about how many recaps I did during the Drunken Baltimore episode.
It was a lot.
I'm going to try to give a normal amount of recaps here tonight.
Well, pace yourself, buddy.
That would have came in handy like 2 hours ago. It was a sleeper. It was a sleeper, that one.
All right, here we go. Who should we have start us off? Let's have... I don't know how to pick. Who to start
Anthony's
with.
Usually a cheerful starting point.
So let's start with Jay. Anthony's I feel like I usually start it. I Anthony's, always sit in the seat.
Okay, they voted for each other. Sean, what do you vote for? You're the deciding vote. Unless you
Anthony.
Vote for yourself.
Yeah, all start right, with Anthony. Well, no, start with Anthony. I already said it.
Okay.
Let's do it.
Here we go. Anthony, would you like Best Picture Losers? That's movies that were nominated for Best Picture and then lost. Or would you like No, She Didn't?
Please.
That's movies that have one of the words in the title is a contraction. You know,
sounds
you know,
fun.
Like
just like Didn't.
Like Didn't.
Yeah. Just like
and then and Down Under, that's movies that have either down or under in the title. Nothing to do with Down Under as an expression, but
is that it?
I'd like to give a shout out to everyone Down Under. Yes?
Yeah. I'm going to do the first one, the Oscar Best Picture
Best
Losers.
Best Picture Losers. Yeah. This movie is nominated for Best Picture and lost. audience, if you happen to know an answer, don't yell it out or even guess a wrong answer. No helping the players on stage who are playing for Aaron, Garrett, and Jeff.
Wake up.
That's recap number one. Leonard gives this movie that got nominated for Best Picture and didn't win 4 stars. The year is 1939.
Good luck, buddy. Oh, no, she didn't.
Leonard says of this movie, he says that it is spirited. And he says that... he says... Oh, that's going to give it away. Oh, he says it had a pair of sequels. All right, so it's spirited, had a pair of sequels, was nominated for Best Picture, didn't win, 4 stars, 1939, and they list 10 names. How many names do you think you can get it in? Anthony, Jessel, Nick.
I'm going to say 10 names. Like, what the fuck else?
Strong. Strong opening bid. And we go to... Well, let's go to Big J.
Name it.
Oh!
Fuck him.
He's gonna get the top build.
I don't give a fuck. It's 1939.
Right into my trap, you fat motherfucker.
Why would you call Sean fat?
You didn't call Sean fat.
You know, I take that back.
It's a softer, all right, nicer.
All right, so in the essence of time, Anthony gets the point. Now, the next...
What? What?
He won't get it.
All 10 names?
Try
There's
it.
There's a chance he might not get it.
Try it.
I'm going to try it, but I'm telling you...
If he doesn't, I get 2.
Here, I tell you what. Say it as soon as you know it, Anthony. Just jump right in and say it as soon as you know it. The 10th name listed, the singer Midgets. Okay, just jump right in. Clara Bardick was in this movie.
Okay.
Charlie Grapewath. Grapewith.
All dead.
Margaret Hamilton was in this movie. Billy Burke. Frank Morgan. Jack Haley.
Spell Haley.
H-A-L-E-Y. Bert Lahr. Roy Bolger.
What year was it again?
1939.
Okay.
And Judy Garland.
Okay.
Were the 10 stars of...
And what did Leonard Maltin say about it again?
He said it was spirited. And it had 2 sequels, which is a terrible clue. That's why I picked it.
It's embarrassing to even say it at this point, but Wizard of Oz.
Yeah, you really didn't know it till all of that?
I know, I knew it the whole time. I wanted to embarrass this guy.
Oh, okay. Well done.
Thank you. 1 point.
I think you really proved your point.
Sorry, Garrett.
Maybe after this you can make a movie about me.
It's all about how somebody let her down and...
Yeah. But then I was a guest on their podcast and... It...
Oh, that turned it around. I see. I didn't know there was a backstory. Yeah. I thought the story started here. I thought you were meeting cute right here on my podcast.
Been watching a lot of Ally McBeal, huh?
You know I got the... What channel would that be on?
Which
one?
OWN.
OWN?
Oh. And then the Oprah one.
You know I got OWN hooked up.
Or Lifetime.
Okay. We got to keep the game going, you guys.
Shit.
Shut up for just a second. Let me handle this. That's my impression of Mark Wahlberg in The Happening. Shut up. Just let me think. Just everybody give me a second to think. God, why won't you let me think? Okay, it's the trees. Okay, so... which ones did I just do? Okay, I got this. I don't want to play one that we played in the first show tonight, because you guys would know the answer, so I had to skip over that. Horror movies, because of course it's Cocktober. So horror movies. A new category I'm very excited about called Edgar Hasn't Seen It, which is films that Edgar Wright has not seen. And he's seen most movies. So that's a lot of fun. And then In Theaters Now, which of course is a movie that's in more than 1,000 theaters right now.
This is on me.
And we're starting with, wait, what happened last round?
That's to you.
Wait, is that me?
Who got left out in the last round? Who said, you said name it.
It's
Sean
me.
Got left out. Yeah. And since you challenged him, it comes back at you. So it goes Sean and then Jay and then Anthony.
Here we horror go. Movies.
Here we go. You pick horror movies?
I picked horror movies.
Okay. This horror movie is from 2008. And this is what Leonard Maltin has to say about it. He says it's a 2-star movie. So that's not good. I can't agree or disagree, because speaking of people not having seen something, I have not seen this. That's a little bit of a clue, maybe not. He says about this movie... Somebody's got the giggles over there. Very, very distracting. He says about this movie that it is not terribly scary. And, oh my God, the very last two words of the review. It's pointless.
Snap.
And three names are listed.
Three names?
Three names of this 2008 horror film celebrating the month of Cocktober. How many... What just happened? Somebody knocked a drink over? Yeah.
Cocktober.
That's a good rhyme.
He's got
Cocktober
that big old dick swinging through this whole place.
Yeah.
Cocktober's dick sweeping through, just knocking everything over.
How many do you think you can get it in there, buddy?
I'm going to go ahead and say three names.
Okay, and we go to Jay.
Two.
Says two. And what does Anthony do with this? So you go down to one or zero names?
I know what the movie is.
Oh, you do? This is exciting.
So you got a bid.
Now I changed my mind. What did you say?
I said two.
Two names? I'm going to say name that movie.
All right. Who got the
like
point in the first round? You did?
I did.
So this is for the win if he doesn't get this.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
He can't help you now.
How many names does he get? Okay. Here you go. Do you want to hear the clues again?
No.
I like the way you play. Your two names are Glenn Howerton and Scott Speedman. People know it. People know it. Don't say it.
God. Fuck.
It's not called fuck.
Yeah, please, sir. Only the words in the title.
God.
It's not God either.
I have no idea, so I'm just going to guess.
Wait.
Yeah.
No idea?
I don't.
But a guess.
Oh, if he doesn't get it, who gets to guess to get the points?
Nobody. If he misses it, you win.
Oh, okay.
That's
And I've let Garrett down.
I know what it is, by the way.
Do you?
Yeah.
Shall I go? Yes. I was going to guess Paranormal Activity, but because everyone's silent, I'm pretty sure that's not it now.
Can I say what I think it is?
Yes.
Even though I went already, I want to say The Strangers.
That's correct.
Is that it?
Son of yes. It's correct.
Sorry,
so that
Garrett.
Was an honorable way to win. That was an honorable win, I think, to take it down that way.
Quite honorable.
Yeah.
Maybe the only honorable way.
Much better than Predators game. And Prey. It's no Sandlot.
I'm only in for the glory. You play your little rat boy games. Rat boy games.
You two just go one get more. Naked.
I one feel more. Like room. I feel like the credits are rolling on this show right now. I feel like everyone's like, well, that's pretty much it, right? And why are they talking like they have more to say? But we do have a little bit more to say, if you guys don't mind hanging out for another second or two.
Sure.
Just the nicest crowds in Portland. I love it. I wanna do more of these here. Yeah.
There we go.
Yeah. But in the meantime, I'll be at and then read off a bunch of cities. I really did write down a bunch of stuff, but it just doesn't feel right.
It's not organic.
At this time. I'll slip it in some other time. Oh, I forgot to mention on the movies Edgar hasn't seen category. The reason I brought that up is because he's going to do a season. They call it it's going to be 7 or 8, 10 nights of. If he's going to program the New Beverly Cinema in Los Angeles, and it's going to be in December. And
who?
Edgar Wright.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not doing that.
No, you don't. Oh, know, you don't have
Wait,
to do it.
What? Some celebration for him.
Oh well, let's see who she's calling a shithead. Did she
write it down?
Did she write it on the back?
Something. I won. Yeah, she won.
Oh, give her the prize.
Oh yeah.
I don't care who she wants to call a shithead. She won the prize, so just give her this.
I gotta say, clap
Sorry about
for
that.
The winner. How about
yes.
that? How about we all clap for the
Congrats,
winner?
Congrats, Aaron. Nice.
Such a gentleman.
All right, but we gotta figure out who Jeff and Garrett want me to call shithead. So let's see if they write it down.
Oh. Yes, Jeff wrote it down.
Oh, nice. Nicely done.
I have to go to the bathroom so bad.
Join the club.
How's it going, guys? We chilling?
I was staring at this name like, I think it says, I hope I get it right. And what's that one? Who gave you that one?
My girl.
Oh, okay. But she doesn't get, you won, so she doesn't get the name.
She gets one.
No, she doesn't. You want me to make an exception for her? Okay. All right, I got to stack these up in an order I think will be fun. Let's get three new ones. No, these
you
are great.
You say that right now.
These are great. These are perfect. Let's thank all the guests, you guys. Let's thank everybody that's
hey.
Here.
Thank you. Woo. Woo. Thank you, guys. Let's have just one thank you for Anthony. Everybody give it up for Anthony.
Anthony, what...
why do you have to wallow in it?
What do you have coming up, Anthony? What do you have coming up that, you know, you want people to come see you? You're at this very club this weekend.
I'll be here this weekend. I'll be in Atlanta next weekend. Who? Check out my website. Google my name. If you get close, they'll help you out.
Yeah, how much can people fuck up Jesselnick and still get to you? Like, if I
Incredibly
tap in
well.
If I tap in Jiggle Rock, you'll get it?
No one, rock. Yeah, you get the J out there. They know who you mean.
Okay. You're the first thing that comes up when you type J.
Yeah. Honestly, if you even hit control.
As soon as you start to look for something, it just comes up.
This is who you want.
Yeah. We knew you'd looking for him.
A lot of viruses.
Yeah, who's not looking for this guy? Big Irish J, what do you got coming up?
Parlor Live this weekend with Jim Brewer. And then a couple weeks I'm going down to San Francisco to host Warrior Dash.
What is that?
It's a bunch of fucking people in much better shape than me running through every obstacle while I just talk shit. And
oh, so
probably
it's like,
eat in front of them.
So it's like Biggest Loser?
Hit him in the face.
Oh,
Go fuck yourself. I'm amazing at this.
It's really your humility that shines, I think.
Who the fuck needs humility?
I hope this has a Twizzler ending.
Time's really good.
What do you got to plug there, Sean?
We're doing a show at the Hollywood Theater here in Portland on October 27th with Moshe Kasher and Ron Funches. And
nice.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah. Ian Carmel and Shane Torres will be there too. So, yeah, that'll be dope.
That's an excellent lineup. That's going to be terrific.
It is. It's going to be a good time.
Did I sound sincere?
You sound like you work for NPR.
Yeah. That sounds really special. I'll be at Zany's in Chicago on October 15th at 4:20. Don't know the significance of that number. I'll be at the Columbus Funny Bone in Ohio, also at 4:20. I don't know why all these shows at 4:20. On October 16th, and 8 o'clock, that's a better time, on October 17th. Those will be with a gentleman named Dan Gabriel. He's very funny. He's been on the podcast before. And I'll be taping Douglas Movies and Benson Interruption on Sunday, October 23rd at the Gramercy Theater, the beautiful old-fashioned Gramercy Theater in New York City. You just look up at the ceiling when you come in, and it just pulls your mind. Oh, shit!
Easy on Jeff.
Name tags fell off my lap. And Douglas Movies Live in Portland is still available for $2 on iTunes. The first time I was here with... Big Irish J, Sean J, and TJ Miller. Only people with J, right? Jeselnik?
Shut up.
That's funny. Oh, Dave Anderson was on. He doesn't have a J in his name. And, my 421 show, 42112 show at Wow Hall in Eugene, Oregon is on sale. It goes on sale starting today at 10 a.m. That is some advanced motherfucking tickets for my show on April 21st. But it's a new tradition. Last year I did a show there on the 21st. I said, I'm coming back every year on the day after April 20th. And so I'll be out there for that.
I'll check out fucking Santa Claus over here.
What?
Made sense. What? I keep playing to the balcony. I keep thinking there's a balcony. There's no balcony.
And people in the balcony would enjoy you saying, check out Santa Claus?
They laughed their asses off.
That's the interesting approach to stuff that doesn't work. Oh, the people who would have liked that one weren't there. That empty section would have been where those people are.
Yeah. They won't even let those people in.
I love it. All right, so this the shithead that doesn't count is Jeff Goldblum, and then that's his bonus.
That's legit.
That's a bonus shithead.
He's kind of a
it's
dick.
A too legit to quit head. and then the next shithead is I should give the proper cue so we get the closing music. As always, Rick Emerson is a shithead, and. People who hate John Stamos are shithead.
Woo! Yeah!
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for you, 'cause Doug loves...